Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com, code program.
Hi everyone, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu, Enola and Laverne. Today, I'm here to tell you about Woe Begone, a podcast launched on the RQ network. Woe Begone is a weekly horror sci-fi audio drama series about the nature of power and the implications of linear time. Woe Begone follows Mike Walters, who discovers a mysterious and violent online game. What begins as an exploration of an alternate reality game with real-life consequences quickly becomes a search for the technology that makes the game possible. Each episode has a unique soundtrack composed by creator and writer Dylan Griggs. Listen to Woe Begone, spelled Woe period Begone, wherever you listen to podcasts. Or check out woebegonepod.com for episodes and transcripts. Have fun and see you later.
Hi everyone. Ben here. I'd just like to take a moment to thank some of our patrons. Garrett Monroe, Chris Main, John W. Thompson, Gavin Taylor Black, Eliza Margaret, MJ Stokesish, Dawn A. Weissenberger, Mark Young, Andrew Coplin, Douglas Lewis. Thank you all. We really appreciate your support. If you'd like to join them, go to www.patreon.com/rustyquill and take a look at our rewards.
To episode 86 of the Rusty Quill Gaming Podcast. I'm your host and GM, Alex Newland. With me today I have...
Ben Meredith. Bryn Monroe.
Lydia Nicholas.
Helen Gould.
Woo!
Yay! Yay!
Helen's first appearance in the opening credits.
There it is!
Who are you playing?
I'm like...
Grizzop Drakak Amsterdam!
Hamid Salah Harun Altahan.
Sasha Racket.
Azu. No second name.
Now you finish your first opening credits. How do you feel? Do you feel good?
I am feeling pretty good, yeah.
Bunch of friends, bunch of pals,
buddies.
Yes,
you are
all my friends.
Contractually obligated acquaintances.
Are you like Bjork?
I don't.
Or Madonna,
mononym.
Cher.
Yeah.
Oh,
Madonna.
Sting.
Lenny and Carl.
God.
Oh God. Okay. Just aiming high. I guess Aphrodite is a mononym. It's not called like Aphrodite Zeus daughter.
Yeah. I mean, in fairness, Azu's entrance was hi, cool. What's your thing? I want to be the best person there is at what I do. Right?
Welcome aboard!
Nailed it.
So, and picking up very, very quickly.
All these people that expect to live a long time.
Oh, you gave me a little cliffhanger, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
Big fluffy.
Sasha, I'm not going to live a long time, and it's a bit of a sore point.
I mean, Sasha,
I'm not
going
to live a long time.
I just can't.
I can't expect.
Yeah, I'll probably
live to 30, and that's it.
I've been exploded twice.
You have been.
Right, statistically.
One and a half times.
Yeah. I've actually already died. You're partly dead now.
Yeah, mostly dead now, I think.
Yeah. That's one thing like, oh, I'm not going to live very long. What's it like being alive, mate?
Parties in Cairo, sandstorm, in hospital. We will start at the next morning.
Oh, well, there was a ring call.
Ignore me. Yeah. I did a cliffhanger and then just
My
left.
My hand got hot.
That was it.
Yeah, just really hot hands.
Hot hands. Hot hands. We will pick up exactly where we left off, actually.
which was Hammond going, oh.
So, how are you, Hammond?
Well, good. Not great, to be honest. I mean, did you see here? I don't know how this works. Are you aware of all the death?
You might need to be a tad more specific there, Hammond, old friend.
Well, my friend Bertie died, and my sister died, so it's not been a great week, actually.
Oh, fair enough.
You gonna pile on?
Well, I
might
guess
as well
I
do
am.
It now. You started, haven't you?
Ooh, you got feisty.
Yes!
Well, that ring that you're carrying.
The one I'm wearing?
Would you like to finish with it now?
I suppose.
Excellent. I'd like you to deliver it to Sulla, please.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to make him put it on. I'm going to tell him what it is.
Did I tell you to tell him? I'm fairly certain I just said, deliver it. We did have an arrangement. Would be a shame to have to chase up the ramifications of you not following through.
What exactly... Exactly are you implying? I'm very tired. This is not a good time for vague threats. How about you just make an explicit one?
It's fine. You have a good night's rest, Hammond.
Yeah, that'll definitely happen now. Thanks.
What Barrett doesn't know is we've leveled up 5 times. So we'll wreck him.
I'm a level 2!
Are you?
Has he been training his henchmen really hard since then?
I've got to catch up with him. They're protagonists. It's awful.
I need you to find me 6,000 boar.
That
hot feeling in the ring seems to go away. For all the rest of you, Hammer just started talking to himself.
Oh, that was audible. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Interesting.
Hammond?
Yeah?
We were just playing cards and then you started talking to nobody about... This isn't his voice. Explicit threats. There you go.
Wait. If we were playing cards, while you're looking away, Sasha, move some of the chips.
Give me a sleight of hand.
Yes, finally.
And a perception to contest.
Opposed perception.
7.
Natural 20.
Plus 13. 20, but non-natural.
27.
Wow.
Oi, leave it.
So, I have this magic ring that was given to me by... other London's premier crime lord, and now he can talk to me sometimes, and I can't take it off because it's cursed.
How many times has he spoken to you?
Just now. That would be the first time.
A crime lord? Yeah, this is, why?
He had something that we needed early on.
Well, he kind of captured us.
He did that as well.
And I was forced to accept it in order to be let go.
This sounds like someone who... deserve some justice.
Yes.
Upon him.
He needs quite a bit of that. Yeah.
He's got quite a solid power base. I mean, we didn't want to kind of like.
But we can destroy that with the power of Aphrodite behind me. By the power of the gods.
All right. Yeah, I'll take it.
I mean, it's not really a priority. I agree, it would be the right thing to do in the long run.
But then, of course, we must do the right thing.
There's a lot of right things to choose from, though, right?
Isn't it wonderful?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, isn't it halfway across the world?
Yeah.
Well, but, I mean...
And we found out since then that he's probably got connections with other crime lords
who have
been feeding brains to ceiling monsters.
What?
And it all seems like quite a network of awful.
We might want to get Azu caught up.
This sounds like you've been on some very interesting adventures.
Oh, you haven't heard
Pretty much,
I think we should sleep now, though.
Well, how about you guys sleep and I'll fill Azu in?
Yeah.
Because you told me.
It's like a game of broken telephone.
Yeah, so I'll get it right.
Yeah, so by the time Azu hears it, like, the Kew Gardens monster was like... 12 Berties, and we built a museum out of ogres. And the dog is a wolf.
Lovely.
Right, so if you guys just get some sleep, and I'll do it. You know, I'm not
just go to sleep. Yes. Just rest your hair, just have a good night.
Tell me the strange tales.
Right, so basically, as far as I understand it, they started off in London, right? right? And there was a robot, which is like a, well, like I don't know, it's a new thing. Well, no, they got them in. Yeah, it's a robot. Robots are fine. And then it got blown up. And bits of it got nicked. But the problem is the robot can make more of itself. So that means infinite robots, which obviously is quite bad because...
A plague.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So infinite robots doing infinite things. And then they went to underneath London. And then that chap got them and did some stuff. And there was a ring. I don't know. They didn't tell me that bit, really. But, you know, whatever. And then they left, right? And then they tried to go to... Paris, but first they had to get in a little tiny boat, and then they almost drowned, and then they had a car chase, and they almost died.
In the sea?
No, in the land, oh. After the sea, on the way to Paris,
best
I think.
Best story ever, keep going.
Yeah, and then, look, there's a lot here, okay? Do you mind? This is a private room.
Sorry.
Thank you.
The caretaker everybody... goes out and walks in the morning.
Everybody has a real problem with privacy. Is that enough? Anyway, and then when they get to Paris, they got stolen by a ceiling monster who was made of brains that they nicked, and then they killed him. But actually, they didn't. But then they did.
I hope you keep track of
accurate.
All
this,
Helen. Yeah, accurate.
And then because they killed the ceiling monster, all the banks fell over. Oh yeah, that was them.
What?
Yeah.
All of our technology.
Yeah.
Was
turns
lost.
Out. Turns out that no. Turns out the ceiling monster was secretly running everything. Didn't know. But the ceiling monster wanted to build more of itself. So that means, like, again, we're getting into like robots so, wanting no, to make. So.
But
like,
what happened to the first plague of robots?
No, that hasn't happened yet. That's what we're looking for.
But
so they stole the robots. Wait. They stole the plans for the robots. So if somebody builds the robots, then the robot is built, then the robot can build more of the robot. Then you've got a problem, because that means lots of robots. But this other robot, the ceiling robot, wanted to build more of itself, but it's made out of brains, not robots.
Grizzop's
so
actually picked up a really, really solid amount of info here. I'm really impressed.
Yes. What a good amount of info I've picked up and didn't absolutely already know.
That's
told off camera.
Keep going.
Yeah. Right, so, but then it wanted to make itself using more brains, and it wanted to build itself under Cairo, so, but
what?
It didn't, or maybe it did.
Oh.
I don't know, but the bank still fell over, so I assume it didn't. And then they came to Prague, and then Franz Kafka, who is a professor of necromancy at the University of Prague, wants to create a plague of zombies. I don't think that's related to the robots, but it was just bad. And I was supposed to be chasing after Franz Kafka, bumped into them when zombies attacked, and the rest, as they say, is history. You don't know that. Okay, so... Right, so then we chased down Franz Kafka to the opera where Hamid's sister was singing, and Franz Kafka cast a spell to scare everybody, and then we were trying to stop it in the basement with some big zombies, and then he picked up Hamid's sister and Bertie and strangled them both and threw her against the wall, and then Bertie died.
We must kill Franz Kafka.
He's dead.
Oh,
we already,
wonderful work.
No, we already killed him, yeah.
Oh.
Which is the point, but unfortunately... Amazon
a truly and... great quest group I have joined.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm pretty good. I think these guys are fine too. That's unfair. They've been very competent. Well, Sasha has. Yeah, because Hamid turned into like a weird animal thing. Like a little lizard boy.
That's exactly as glamorous as I remember it.
Accurate.
Yeah, I don't really know. I had to go catch him. He was hiding on a roof. It's really annoying. But I shouldn't really be... It's not a time for levity because, well, he was a lizard boy. His sister died. But then we went back to the university, and then the Mars lot got involved. You know about the Mars, you know. Just authoritarian, stomping all over the place. You know, this kind of thing.
We hate them.
Good. Great. Something we can agree on. Because they're just awful, honestly. And then someone shouted at me in a room for ages, but they were rubbish at it. Then we went into Isaac Newton's office, and we walked across his floor for 3 days, and we found his second office, which was really small. And then we went and found this horrible woman that Hamid was sleeping with at some point. And then, but she was awful as well, but she helped build the power source, I think, for the ceiling robot. I didn't really catch that bit. There was a vault, there was lots of stuff in it, so we were just having fun there.
Was Hamid still a lizard while she was sleeping?
Oh, no, Hamid kind of stopped being a lizard. Kafka made him a lizard
better.
For a bit? Yeah, he got better.
Yep.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds ridiculous.
Literally the first time I'm hearing anything.
Oh, yeah, for audience benefit,
oh, yeah, we
this is Helen actually being caught on. So just what you're hearing is exactly what she has
this
to work
this is all the information.
Helen signed up for this with. On very little evidence or grounds, really.
But we met this very strange German guy, I think, who called Einstein. He's very good at teleportation, and he agreed to teleport us out to Cairo, and then he teleported us to Cairo, which is where you found us, which is why we were very confused, because he went, we're going to Cairo, which is a city, and then, boom, sandstorm, which isn't very city-like, but well, it was. So, and now, as they say, the rest is tonight.
I'm really impressed.
This is a lot to take in.
Yeah, it is.
Sasha leans up, says, there was also a dog.
A dog, you say?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but Bertie's dead, so it's not really relevant.
Cold.
Ooh, you never met the dog?
No. You told me about the dog, but it was Bertie's dog, and now he's, you know, gone, so...
Yeah, it was...
Dog's a dog.
It was a very snobbish dog.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it was Bertie. Yeah. No, I shouldn't speak it.
Camels are better than dogs.
Fair enough. Yeah. Anyway, that's the story so far.
Pretty much.
Wonderful.
Yeah, should probably get some sleep now.
Yes, let's.
All right.
Cut to the next morning.
Sasha's going to get up super early.
Sure.
And go downstairs and look for some healing.
Have a wander.
Yeah.
Okay, then. Give me a...
Knowledge local.
Yeah, give me a knowledge local.
Oh, natural one.
Makes sense.
So you head
the
down...
The dice, no. It's just wonderful.
You head down the stairs and you sort
definitely
of
this
having
way.
A wander around. Almost everyone's asleep and it's really kind of annoying. And then you keep going around. And then finally you see some people who are up and about and you're talking to them and... You know, you have that thing where you're having a conversation, then you're following them. And then, long story short, you find yourself in a room where every single person in the beds looks awful. And all of the attendant priests are all staring at you, wearing masks, gloves and full overalls. And they're just looking at you going, what are you doing in here? You just kind of lost track of where you were and you found yourself in that ward.
Are any of you familiar with, like, deadness?
I'm going to return to that. Meanwhile, the rest of the party awake. You may have heard Sasha get up, but it wasn't like
you
her.
Never,
she's,
no.
Actually,
no,
you know what? Give me a stealth check if you're trying to keep it quiet.
18 plus
17. Yeah, I'm not going to bother.
Plus
17!
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got the Cloak of Elvenkind now, don't you?
Oh, I hadn't even added that.
Oh, my God!
So that's because my stealth.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, my misc mod is 3, my rank is 6. And then, oh no, that's 13. I just can't do maths.
So basically it's...
Lots.
Loads, 36, yeah, okay. You all awake. Sasha has gone.
Where is our companion?
Oh, she tends to get up earlier than the rest of us. She'll be along for breakfast, I'm sure.
Well, what don't... Listen!
She's very good at finding her way around.
Well, we should check outside.
You think?
Open the bar.
No!
Open the shutters.
There is no sandstorm.
The wind
is down. What you do see is the best parallel I can give you is a very, very sort of distressed Las Vegas. So you are looking at very, very glitzy, very, very glamoury.
Currently, like Fallout Las Vegas.
Yeah, like almost Fallout New Vegas, but not
New Vegas,
not
yeah.
like rebuilt. Right. More like the old Vegas, and no one's kind of got around to cleaning it up. Ooh. So the sand piled up in random places. There's a few people out who are sort of sweeping, but they kind of feel like this is a little bit superfluous. Much like in Paris, there are some vehicles that are pulled up that have clearly been pulled up for a while now. It looks like there is a lot of sort of leisure buildings. There are things that, even to your eye, look like, you know, casinos, hotels, that kind of things. In the distance, off to the right-hand side, you can see an extremely bright glint, some kind of pyramid structure. I'm going to go ahead and say it's a pyramid. And Yeah. But it's had hard times. It's like the desert has decided to reclaim Cairo. and there's not a lot of people out, and the people that are look kind of a little bit at a loss with what to do.
That's fair enough.
Meanwhile, Hamid, your hand gets hot.
Morning, Hamid.
Good morning.
Oh, morning.
How are we doing, Hamid?
Well, the sandstorm stopped, so that's an improvement.
It has. What we can see.
Good to hear.
I point at my finger.
Oh!
So, are we feeling ready to chat now, Hamid?
I suppose so.
So I repeat, it would be a great help to me if you would deliver the ring to your older brother.
Oh, I thought you meant my father. You really should be clearer. I mean, they've got the same name. It's important to distinguish.
I'm going to be honest, I kind of liked you better when you were terrified. I'd like you to deliver the ring to your brother. If you don't, I'll be very disappointed.
I mean, I can finally take it off.
Oh, yes.
Can I cast Detect Evil on the ring?
Yes.
Wait, what do I need to do?
You don't have to roll it, I don't think. Detect Evil just happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, is the ring evil?
No.
The ring is technically not evil.
Oh.
It does not
register.
It's the
person at the other
evil.
End of the ring that's evil.
Damn.
Sorry.
Does his evil not leak through?
No.
That's what I would have thought.
Like a bad
smell.
That's how I thought magic rings worked.
If you fart down the phone, does it smell at the other end?
Hey, you don't know how bad.
You've got to test that.
Yeah. Yeah, to be fair, I've never farted down the phone. So how do I know?
What did you do with your childhood? How did you learn these important...
Not that.
You've got to learn this stuff. Come on.
So, what's your interest in my brother?
I believe it is none of your business.
Well, it is sort of my business, since you're making me an intermediary. That does involve me in the situation. Almost the definition. You've employed me to do this job. I mean, not by paying me money, but...
I repeat, I'm not entirely sure what I owe you there, Hamid. You know what, fine. You want to know my business with your brother?
Yes.
There's an item which is to be delivered to your brother. That item is a ring that you're wearing. This is the business that I have with your brother. Nice and clear?
Yeah, I mean, if that's all the instructions you have, then sure, let's go with that.
There we go. Please do so quickly and give my best to Sasha.
No, I absolutely will not. Bye!
Your ring ceases to be hot.
Sounded like it went well.
We'll see.
This is the crime lord.
Unfortunately so.
Are you going to do what he asks?
Well, I recommend you do not.
Yeah.
I mean, if it gives me the opportunity to finally take the ring off, I'm going to take the ring off.
It's your brother.
I'm not going to force anyone to put it on.
Why can't you take it off right now?
I reach over and show you. It doesn't move.
You should try.
Yes, I shall. Oh. I'm going to attempt to remove the ring from your finger.
Oh, no.
Is anybody familiar with the term degloving?
Oh! That doesn't happen.
No!
Non-canon.
Just dislocated,
non-canon.
Maybe.
Non-canon.
No!
I tried gently.
Bad!
I am
Ben.
An orc. And my hands are way bigger than your hands.
Yeah, your hands.
You can't even really get a good purchase on it. Can't do much at all.
Absolutely tiny.
I'm basically just holding your hand.
Pouring at the top of the ring.
So that happens. Yeah. Cutting back to Sasha.
Yeah.
Having been quietly but incredibly firmly escorted out of the highly contagious ward.
It's cool, you're probably immune because you're undead.
Right, so it's probably not a problem, mate.
And have basically been brought back to the extremely, extremely snooty elven person who was at the front desk and is in an office this time, quietly looking slightly wearily at you.
All right, so I've got a problem for you.
Everyone always does.
I mean, you are, this is your, that's your job.
Calling,
is
but
to deal
sure.
With the problem. So, right, so I got a bit dead, and then I got a bit fixed.
I can see that.
And rearranged a bit, and now that's a problem. So I wondered if you could help me with my problem.
What is the problem, exactly?
Well, I keep waking up covered in blood. I assume that, did you wake up covered in blood today? Did I roll for it?
Give me a con save, please.
15.
Not really, no. You woke up in decent enough shape today.
Well, I mean, so it's not... I wouldn't complain usually if it was this bad, but it's usually worse, right? So, just a bit... I think I've got a mild case of dead.
I mean, would you say it's affecting your quality of life?
Yeah.
Okay,
All right, let's have a look, shall we? Would you lie down for me, please?
On my front, I assume.
It's all the same to me.
Elves.
Does. I mean, she's just covered, her back's covered in blood, but also I suppose her chest does open up where she got sliced open.
Oh, yes, there's stuff all over.
Scar. Yeah.
Long story short, there's some glowing and there's some tingling. Eventually oh, right, I see. Oh, now that is interesting. All right, well, tell you what, sit back up.
Ow. Yeah. Ow.
Are you aware...
No.
...that to all intents and purposes, it's not so much that you're a little bit dead...
Yeah.
...as you are dead?
Well, now I am aware of that, yes.
Right, so, I think it's time we probably have a little bit of a chat about how we...
I've got money.
That's not... Right. I'm going to take a break there and be back in a couple of minutes.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code program.
And welcome back. So, sticking with Sasha.
As a proportion of dead.
There's...
Because I'm obviously not what dead people usually do. I'm aware there's exceptions. The exception of the dead rule. I've seen zombies. I have sliced zombies open. Skeletons are not my friend. Can't stab them in the kidneys because they ain't got none. Right? I have kidneys. At least I assume Zolf would have seen them.
You're just getting a blank stare.
You could just, I mean, you could ask him, but he's gone now. Not because I killed him or anything, but he's just gone. So, right, like, just can you fix it? I thought you were good at your job.
I'm the best.
Well,
that's
then
my job.
You should be able to fix it.
Yeah, got a point, yeah.
Sasha, making friends and influencing people.
She's intelligent, so she sees to the point, but she's very unwise. She's wise as well. She just can't express herself in any way that people would like.
Let me break it down.
Right.
There is one way I know, which, well, I suppose there's two, but the main way I know that I could, you know, have you fit and healthy walking around would be probably to destroy you.
Right.
Then.
I'm listening.
Resurrect you. But Aphrodite, we're not really into the whole resurrection thing, so we'd probably need to get another party involved.
Who would that
there.
Be?
The Zeus lot tend to play around a lot. I mean.
Right, where's Zeus based then?
All over the place, but
right,
I mean.
Cool. Near here?
The meritocrats tend to
don't
step
worry
in a little
about,
bit on that.
Don't worry about them.
But that would require us to destroy you, and there's no guarantee that that would work.
Right. What's the other way?
Let
me see the menu again.
Well, let's go over your treatment options, shall we? I mean, have you considered just pain management?
I mean, it doesn't hurt that much.
There you go, then. Look, I could destroy you and we could try and resurrect you. Frankly, it's extremely high risk and I wouldn't recommend it. No. Also, I'm going to be honest, there's a solid chance you might just end up in bits but not actually dead.
Oh.
And then what happens if, say, you know, we try to burn you and you don't die? It's an inelegant solution to the problem.
Inelegant?
Yes.
Right.
Lacking in elegance.
I understand what the word means. I was just...
Repeating my words.
I was questioning your choice of words.
Oh, okay. It is both inefficient and distasteful for
yeah,
everyone
that sounds,
involved.
Sounds about sounds better, yeah. What's the other option? Okay, so pain management, but now it's getting all confusing about do I get healed by healing?
No,
I get healed
goodness
by...
no. Goodness no, that would
That would hurt all so much. You'd probably need to find some kind of necromancer. A lot of war magics would actually probably heal you.
Buddy up with a necromancer.
Yeah, that'd work, I suppose. I wouldn't recommend it. They tend to, you know, command the undead, so take that with a pinch of salt. Yeah. There is... Look, we did used to have an artifact that would be able to actually help you.
Right, that sounds like a...
Unfortunately,
quest.
It was...
stolen by somebody just within my powers of defeating.
Ah, genre savvy. The best ability of all.
What a peculiar statement. No, not at all. It was confiscated by, well, the meritocrats. They're a big fan of keeping tabs on items and people of power, should we say.
All right, grand. So I just need to ask them for it.
Sure.
Right, great, because they're my mates.
You know what? All the best to... what I would ask is if you are able to fetch the Heart of Aphrodite and then arrange for it to be returned to us, that would be immensely helpful.
Yeah, I'm sure it would, but it sounds like it'd be quite helpful to me as well.
I mean, it's not like a one-use thing. I feel like we're talking at cross-purposes here.
I'd like to... I mean, do you wear it? Is it pretty? I don't like pretty things.
I'm going to cross-cut back to the rest of the party. You have
it
eaten.
Sounds a bit dainty.
Sasha is still not around. You have eaten and you are ready for the day ahead. What that day entails is entirely up to you, but nonetheless.
We must find Sasha. We cannot go on an adventure without the full complement of our party.
She's got lost.
Be around here somewhere, I'm sure. She normally turns up for breakfast.
Then we must mount a search party.
You could ask that Adrian guy.
Who?
You know, the elf, the rude one.
Aaron?
Yeah.
Well, he's far too busy.
Just ask if anyone's seen
him. Why is he busy? He was taking enough time earwigging on us. Obviously, he didn't have too much going on this day.
Well, you were strangers in the hospital.
The hospital was full of strangers, that's the point.
If you only healed your family, we were good.
That answer was far too quick.
Comes off charisma, not wisdom.
You were new strangers, and also I had brought you in, and he is...
Well, you could ask him then. With your mate.
If you... Yes. Very well. If you think that would be...
Yeah, but no, it would be really helpful to
a random person in the cafeteria and ask them if they've seen our friend Sasha and start to describe her.
The extremely elderly woman that you're talking to. She... No.
Oh, thank you.
Right.
We go to the next person and repeat.
Right.
I'm going to skip ahead for the sake of my sanity, mainly. to describe what everyone else is doing. Hamid is questioning literally every single person in sight one at a time.
Well, one of them's going to have seen her.
Presumably, yeah. Grizzop's head is in his hands.
No, I'm talking to...
Yeah, you're...
Ignoring what this joke is up to.
All I was going to say is, are you going to ask Aaron?
Yes.
So that's the bit I will skip to.
On our way, we'll be like,
Hamid, come on, we're going to do something useful.
Okay. Sasha, back to you.
Yeah. So is there, like, an anti-heal... Like the equivalent of heal potions. Well, I could get...
Yes,
like,
it's called inflict wounds.
So that, and that, is if I just get a subscription
Find
service
a cleric.
To that...
It's not...
If I could, like, just pay by a convenient monthly payment and they send it to my address. Subscribe.
You're going to have to just bear
annual
with me.
Subscription.
Look, I'm trying to keep track of
PayPal.
Just how many of our rules you're breaking just in this conversation whilst I talk to you. Look.
Rules aren't useful.
Clearly. Clearly. So. He takes a moment, composes himself, straightens himself, and sweeps back the hair.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. So. In order to aid you, my child, we either can provide you... Mm-hmm. It's an extremely risky procedure I would not recommend.
Right.
You could make your own arrangements with clerics of disreputable nature, etc. Or if you could somehow convince your superiors to release an extremely powerful magical artifact back into the hands of Aphrodite, we would be able to use it to heal you entirely.
Or I could just buy a bunch of inflict wounds and have one every morning.
Yes, that would last a while, yes.
Last a while? Like, what do you mean, last a while?
Well, I mean, how long has it taken for the situation to progress from effectively full vitality to your situation now?
Oh, like months.
Months?
Yeah, it's been like a month or two, right? Since Paris?
It's been like 3 weeks, isn't it? Two weeks?
It's been a fortnight tops.
Oh, right, okay, so like a fortnight.
Okay, well, considering like a non-linear progression, yes, that would probably extend it to maybe a month and a half.
A month and a half? You're saying I would be dead in a month?
No, you are dead.
All right.
I'm saying you'll be something else.
Oh, right, okay. Oh, well, that takes a lot of worries off the table, doesn't it? No retirement plans here.
What an incredibly positive attitude. You know, the first step towards healing?
Well, I don't want to get healed, do I?
At which point the door opens and, well, Azu, do you knock? What do you do?
Azu knocks very politely. I don't know what polite knock sounds like. Timid, perhaps.
Come, Azu.
So, Grizzop, I'm going to need you to call up Wild.
You're here, Sasha.
Yeah.
I was just looking for you.
Good. Right, so, yeah, Grizzop, I'm going to need you...
What? So you're just this is just going to happen in my office, then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it looks like...
My apologies, High Priest.
So I'm going to die in a month, but, like, reverse.
What?
Yeah.
But you cannot die.
Technically, no, I can't.
Azu, two things. One, death is the natural culmination of life.
Not for me.
Two, why is everybody in my office?
Because we came to look for...
You brought me
our
here.
New friend.
Yeah, came looking for Sasha.
And we found her.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well... I'm very glad that we've been able to aid you in whatever way we could, and I'm sure that Azu will take great pleasure in continuing to provide aid to this person and helping them free up space in the hospital for other more needy patrons.
Wow. But I already offered you help.
Well, so hang on a bit. More needy?
Yeah, I'm pretty needy. I've got terminal. I'm
pretty sure she's undead.
Yeah.
That's pretty needy.
All these other people, you can just heal with like a magic spell. I'm more needy.
Oh, sorry, Azu. What? Yeah, Sasha's might be undead.
Mm. I thought you only had an illness, undead.
Well, I mean, that is the illness.
Yeah.
Oh! Oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, it's not great.
Yeah, so...
But we must stop this.
Yeah, and there's a way. Right, so, Grizzop, I'm going to need you to contact Einstein so he contacts Wild.
That's not a good idea, from outside the room.
Through the mobile stone.
Yeah?
Because I need to talk directly to the meritocrats really fast.
Okay.
Because they've got a thing that can heal me. And that's the only...
Wait, why are you going to be gone in a...
Apparently, this person has worked out that I'm going to be dead soon.
Have you now?
Well, that's not...
A month,
my
she said.
My child, that's not what I said.
You did.
I said... No. What I said...
Literally was what you said.
No, I...
Yeah.
Again, that's not the case.
What I said was...
Sasha, stop interrupting.
At the culmination... of your condition,
you must
you
respect
will become something. Azu, shut up. At the culmination of your condition, you will become something else, as you are already.
All right. Something.
What do you reckon? Good. What do you reckon then?
Yeah,
like a vampire or some sort of like a werewolf,
a lich.
Yeah. Oh, that. I heard they're powerful.
I strongly suspect. Yes, actually, I think lich is probably the
closest
comparison. Although it begs the question.
Wouldn't exactly be a lich. Lich normally have the ability to cast magical spells, and Sasha hasn't had any training as a wizard, hasn't displayed any signs of being a sorcerer.
We're starting to see the problem, but physiologically, yes.
And liches are evil, and Sasha is not evil.
Well...
Yeah.
There is... Azu, you're very young in your training. There is a very broad spectrum between neutral and evil.
Well, no.
No,
that's not how that works. It's,
There's a very firm line.
You know that thing we do? You're a paladin, right? you're a paladin, right?
The High Priestess. Not sure how Aphrodite does it. Twitching a little. But
you're a paladin, yeah?
That's not entirely correct, but carry on.
All right. Are you a cleric?
Sure.
Okay. Whatever you are, a cleridin. Or a paric.
I mean, there's literally a spell that can
detect
evil. People who are evil.
So you go, basically what you do is, okay, I don't know, basically you say, dear Aphrodite, is this person evil? And then Aphrodite...
Goodness me, you have such an eclectic group of friends, Azu. I'm so pleased that you're all here and broadening our horizons.
I don't know if I should trust this person's diagnosis if they don't know.
See, I got told you should get a second opinion. I got told, like, yeah.
Who should I bring here?
Because honestly, the Church of Artemis looked and said, oh, well, Aphrodite will sort it out. Yeah, but it looks like my boss is wrong. I just have to, you know.
That's not entirely true. We are able to fix the problem.
Well, do it then.
Our hands are tied by meritocratic forces.
Ooh. Well, does that mean you're not?
Yeah.
Can you fix the problem?
I've said yes, I could.
All right, we'll
given
do it.
The right tools.
Okay, cool. Right. We'll use the tools.
Well, that's what we need to ask the meritocrats
My
for.
Child, you misunderstand the nature of the situation.
No, I don't. I think what has happened is you're not able to do it, but you're making up excuses. Because if I had a wish spell, I'd be able to do
that
it as well.
That cannot be correct. Priest Fairhands does not lie. Perhaps we should discuss this elsewhere.
What yeah, maybe excellent with a suggestion.
Proper healer.
Well, I don't know. High Priestess Aphrodite, I guess. Yeah. It's the best they've got. Anyway, yeah, let's go.
Right.
Azu,
farewell and travel safe.
Smell you later.
Children of the light.
Right.
Cupids of hope.
Okay. What's with this whole, motivational speaker shtick?
Adorable children of tomorrow.
Oh, you're just trying to annoy us. Okay, bye.
I think towards closes. The end of that, Azu starts to pull you.
Well, not pull.
Just pick up.
What a productive conversation that was.
Well, I mean, yes, it was for me.
So what did she say about this item that could heal you?
Yes, we must be able to help you somehow.
It's not going to work, is it?
Well, what's the thing?
It must work. You said we have to ask the meritocrats for it.
Yeah.
Well, my sister works for Apophis. She might be able to get us an appointment.
Oh, perfect. Wait.
Which sister?
Well, not the dead one, obviously!
It's okay, Hammett. Right, yeah, no. It's,
would you like another hug, Hammett?
Yes!
Do I have to roll for good hug?
Take 10, it's still going to be more of a hug than he can handle.
Well, yeah, so she said I'd degenerate into something weird in like a month, I guess, and that the only options are either to destroy me into bits and resurrect me, but that's...
Oh, no, that sounds like a terrible idea.
Yeah, sounds grim.
Destroy you?
Yeah, she didn't even say kill.
It's a really weird choice of words.
Yeah, she was like, explode and then burn.
I thought you guys supposed to have a good bedside manner.
Yeah.
We do.
Well, apparently your high priest doesn't.
Yeah. And then... The other option is some object called the Heart of Artemis that the meritocrats have.
The Heart of Artemis?
Yeah.
Do you not mean the Heart of Aphrodite?
That.
Yes.
Because I'm pretty sure we don't have a heart. There'd be a bow or
that's
maybe a spear.
That's why I was so surprised.
Like maybe even a stag's head.
Could it not mean like heart as in the type of deer?
Oh, it could be. Actually, that would work. Yeah, it could be the Heart of Artemis.
The golden heart. That was an Artemis thing, wasn't it?
Yeah.
I think she meant of her god.
No.
It's not that I can't tell the difference, it's that it's all quite new to me.
That's fair
enough.
Well,
I do know there is a Heart of Aphrodite.
Well, that's probably
it. And they both begin with A, so...
In fact, give me a knowledge religion, Azu.
Yeah, I will.
In Grizzop, you can as well, but Azu will be getting bonuses.
I only got 10, so it's not my church.
15? So, the Heart of Aphrodite, said to be the most powerful healing relic that there is. Using it, you can heal pretty much anything if you're of sufficient power. Because one of the benefits that it does do is wishes have a tendency to sort of go awry often, where you'll wish for one thing and you kind of get something that literally is what you asked for. You know, like, I'd like loads of gold, and you're buried under a Fort Knox.
I'd like to not be undead anymore. Congratulations, you are now dead.
Yeah! You're starting to spot the logic there. The Heart of Artemis is basically the most powerful healing amplifier there is, and the reason it's so wonderful is it's basically fail-free. But the flip side is, you also know that the meritocrats, in part of their agreement with all of the various religions, I suppose you'd call them, is that they can have their own rules within their own areas on condition that they basically don't overstep the line. And anything of enough power to, like, properly tip the balance that could, say, be stolen and then misused and so on has to be left in meritocratic care. That was a condition for free operation across the whole country.
Do we know, and this is just a out-of-character thing, whether these objects have been used before in specific meritocratic-y work stuff?
As far as you are aware, give me a knowledge history.
Well, Sasha wouldn't know this.
Oh, there you go then. Well then, unless someone has knowledge history, I will not be answering that question.
Fair enough.
I do not.
Well, there you go then.
Yeah.
This is what you know of the heart of Aphrodite.
Okay, so like it would throw everything out of balance.
It honestly, it's quite usable. The impression that the Aphrodite lot give is that, frankly, the meritocrats are getting very worried about a thing that almost literally cannot do harm. So,
okay,
they're not really that on board with the whole meritocrats taking the most powerful healing artifact in the world and not letting them use it.
The Heart of Aphrodite,
is
one of the most powerful healing items in the universe.
That doesn't sound like something that a bunch of dragons would make an exception to let someone like me use.
Okay, well, we've done them a great deal of service. We literally saved the world twice,
tell you
Sasha.
What?
We also broke everything.
What if, right, we can find the simulacrum in a month, and then as a reward, they'll bust it out?
I mean, by that time, I'd already be mostly a lich.
But not if we do it within a month. Oh, so it was only Reckoning, and honestly, I'm not that convinced they know what they're talking about.
Look,
buck up, there's no, you know... Look, honestly, even if you are going to cark it, you might as well try and do as much with your life as you've got. It's my philosophy.
Yeah, it's a slightly different scale, Grizzop.
I know, I know, but it still applies. Well, you can mope around and then die and not have done anything, or you can do as much as you possibly can and then die having done something.
Do not give up hope, Sasha.
Right.
Also, I've got to remind you, death literally isn't the end. We know where they go.
I don't know. I mean, a lich is good at anything.
Yeah, like... they're great at stuff. Being evil, though, unfortunately, seems to be kind of high on that list.
Well, just because there's never been a non-evil lich doesn't mean there couldn't be one.
That's a good point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Why not? First,
maybe there has. I'm not an expert in history.
Yeah, first good lich.
But the better option is to find this Heart of Aphrodite.
Like I said, my sister can probably get us an appointment with Apophis. We can at least ask.
Yeah, give it a go.
Who's Apophis?
Apophis is the local meritocrat.
All right, grand.
He lives in Cairo.
Let's try that then. I'm sure that will work.
Yeah,
we'll defeat Barret and that we'll get this rare artifact. And everything will be fine.
That's the spirit.
And I think I'll close the episode.
Oh, God. Oh, man.
Paladin. Hey.
Faith in a higher power.
I don't have an out for this. This is so awful.
I mean, you did it.
Yeah, I know. I'm bad on the inside.
Could have not done it.
Yeah, I know.
Could
have
been resurrected by Mr. Sealing.
No.
Well, live with it then.
Sasha's going to sit there and play with her new shiny daggers.
Oh, look, Alex found an opportunity to insert additional sadness and emotional torture into a situation, and he took it.
Tune in next.
What a shock.
To find out what new misery I can visit upon.
Oh, I'm going
to
meet my family. I'm sure that will go fine.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Rusty Quill Gaming is a podcast distributed by RustyQuill.com and licensed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial International License. Today's episode was recorded and produced by Alexander J. Newell. To comment on episodes, make donations, and view links, images, videos, and show notes, visit RustyQuill.com. Rate and review us on iTunes. Visit us on Facebook. Tweet us on Twitter at TheRustyQuill or email us at mail@RustyQuill.com. Thanks for listening.
Okay, all right.
A bonus of 13 on that. That's the first time I've used it. I've put more skill ranks in that than you've got in total.
That is sadly true because I have 12.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.
The secret to visibly firmer, summer-ready skin is here. Osea's number one best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Clinically proven to instantly improve skin elasticity and transform dull, dry skin to silky, soft, and unbelievably glowing. Rich yet never greasy, Andaria Algae Body Oil is formulated with sustainably sourced seaweed to help replenish the skin's moisture barrier and seven nourishing active botanical oils for results you can see and feel all over. The best part? Its signature scent. A blend of freshly squeezed grapefruit, cypress, and mango mandarin transports you to sun-kissed summer days. This all-natural scent is unforgettable. Everything Osea makes is clean, vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Get healthy, glowing skin for summer with clean, vegan skincare from Osea. Get 10% off your first order site-wide with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OSEAMalibu.com, code GLOW.
Hello all, it's Helen here, the voice of Azu from Rusty Quill Gaming and the host and director of Enthusiasm. Today, I'm here to tell you about The Programme. The Programme audio series is a science fiction anthology podcast set in a world where money, state, and God are fused into a single entity. Every episode is a standalone story featuring ordinary people inhabiting this extraordinary world. And for them, it's not the future that is terrifying, but our present. The programme is sometimes funny, sometimes poignant, but it is always smart. Find out more about the programme at www.rustyquill.com or www.programmeaudioseries.com or search for The Programme Audio Series wherever you listen to your podcasts. Have fun and enjoy the episode.